Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shakira. How may I help you?
Customer service for what?
We sell multiple products, ma'am, so it really depends on what you have.
What's the name of the company?
We are a third-party call center, and we sell multiple products, ma'am.
Okay, well, I had that's why I'm asking you who you are, because I have a new checking account I live in Pomeroy, Ohio, and my name is Cindy LeClaire, and I had got it brought to my attention that on 321, there was, from your company, which I have no idea who you are, and it was a brand new account, of a $92.90.
All right, ma'am. Can you give me your zip code so I can see?
45769.
45769.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And what's that first and last name?
Cindy LeClaire.
All right, just give me 1 second. Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
41903 Kingsbury Road, Pomeroy, Ohio, 45769.
All right. And I see that back on, thank you for that. And I see that back on March 4th, you purchased the keto for $670.
Nope.
Okay, ma'am. So you said you didn't do this. So would you count this as
nope,
fraud?
Nope, that's what. Yes, because I don't spend $92. I don't even know what you tell me that I supposedly bought. What is that?
No, ma'am. What I said was, I said the $670. The $670, the keto, on March 4th.
I don't know what that is. I don't buy nothing online. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is I don't know why.
Okay, ma'am. That's why
how,
I said.
Who got my information?
I don't know, ma'am. That's why I said. Would you count this as fraud so I could transfer
yes.
you to the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank
Just
you.
Hold one moment.
Okay. Corey's here. Oh, I hope I can get my dried out too.
All right, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me today?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.